It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord. And Lynn Montemare,
and
where are you? There you are. Hi. First, we want to acknowledge our sponsor, Schoolcraft College. If you are looking for a way to explore your hobbies as a career, or if you've got a college student who's starting out and they're really not sure what they want to do, especially with the way the world is right now, Schoolcraft College has some of the most diverse and interesting options. They're number 5 in the 2-year best college rankings. They're in America's top 10 community colleges. And they have so many programs. You can get skill certificates. You can get associate degrees in the latest technology, culinary, language, fitness. If you want to learn how to build drones, they've got a class for that. In fact, if there's anything you want to do, they've got a class for that. Check them out online. They've got great classes online. I've taken their classes online and thoroughly enjoyed them. So no matter what you're looking for, no matter what type of education you are trying to achieve, Schoolcraft College can take care of you. Check them out at schoolcraft.edu.
Wow. They
I know,
sound
right?
Like they have a lot to offer. And plus, they're probably not as, I'm sure kids love to be on campus, but at least they have the ability to do online classes, like you said.
Exactly. And so, you know, my son's been home and going to a community college, and he had actually hoped to go away to college in the fall. And now with the way things are, he's like, I'm kind of glad I'm going to college here, and then I can take my time figuring out what I want to do. So it's a great option. And speaking of college and education, Lynn, I have to ask if you did your homework.
Okay, so remind me one more time what the homework was.
We were reading the
exactly.
Four agreements.
Oh, yes, I did that for sure. Yes, okay.
Okay.
Not only did I listen to, I actually did it on Audible, and I listened more than one time because it was like life changing to me. And I
really
mean that. Yes. It started with you and I were talking, and I had told you that, you know, I had a friend who I've had for a long time, but you know, there's friends in your life that you talked to a ton 20 years ago, and then time passes and you can pick right back up where you were, right? And
mm-hmm.
Unless there was some big fallout, I'd never like really worry. I mean, they had children, I had children, they had things. Well, I, you know, reached out to this person and I reached out to them again and I reached out to them again and I'm getting no response. So I'm like, what's going on? And it was really bothering me. And you brought up the four agreements and said, oh,
well,
you know,
because you had said that you assumed you did something to this person.
Yes.
That you yep. assumed you had offended them. And I said,
yep.
But you don't know what's going on in their life. They could have just lost somebody. They could be dealing with a big thing. Like, you know, we make these assumptions all the time about what other people are thinking about us. And
right.
And when you said that, like, I first read the four agreements probably 20 years ago. And I remember.
Which is funny. Because yeah. Just to interrupt real quick, I told my son yesterday. I said, I just listened and re-listened and re-listened to this book that you had told me about. And I said, and oftentimes throughout listening to it, I kept thinking to myself, wow, I just wish I had known about this book 20 years ago. I said, so actually I'm going to send it to you and I want you to read it.
Oh, very good.
My 20-year-old.
I think it's like
a great foundation for life.
Oh, yeah. I think I gave it to my kids when they were teens. And of course, they didn't. I'm not sure either of them read it. My daughter probably did because, and I should give it to my son because he's 19. And it was good for me. It's one of those things that when you read it, it makes so much sense. But then if you're not, it's not like you have to work to apply it every day, but it's easy to forget and get back
yes.
into our old ways of thinking. So it was very good for me to go back and look at it again.
Yes. I mean,
I think
at some point, I think we should probably talk about every agreement in a podcast, but
yes.
Today, the second agreement was the one that you specifically told me to make sure I read because of the way I was feeling. And that's the part where I just feel like it's totally released me about not taking things personally.
And it's funny. I remember, when I first read the book, that agreement changed my life too. It changed.
Yes.
It really, and it's because we only know our own reality.
Right. What, how you were brought up and how you know, if like, for example, if you had parents and, you know, when they heard something or their boss said something to them and they took it real personal. I mean, that's how you learn. You just learn from the environment you're in. And even the author said, that's no one to blame. That's how it's been for ages. And if people, you know, don't understand these agreements, you know, how are they going to teach their children those agreements, right? It's what they experience. So it's not anyone to blame, but it's a way you can change your thinking.
Exactly. And for anyone who hasn't read the book, first of all, we highly recommend you read it or listen to it. It's an easy listen. I have listened to it.
Oh, for sure.
On audio as well. But the second agreement, don't take anything personally. Well, first of all, the agreements are basically just the agreements mean life. Like, we all look at grass and we all agree that that is grass because that's what we all call it. And it's grass because we all agree it is.
Yes.
It's not grass because it told us, hey, I'm grass. No.
Right.
We all agree it's grass. And mm-hmm. if you start thinking about the world in that way, like, oh, this is only this way because we all agree it is.
And, right.
But then if you start thinking about the way you are, it's like, okay, I'm such and such because we all agree I'm this. Well, what if you really don't agree with that?
Right.
Like, right. I'll give an example. Like, I think I may have a reputation for being sarcastic. And mm-hmm. what if I don't feel like I'm sarcastic? Like, what if I don't agree that I'm sarcastic? Like, that is an option that actually is available to me. Whether people
right.
believe it or not about me, that's fine. That's their world they're living in. In their world, Stacy is sarcastic. In my world, I am not.
But he even talks about that. Like, a lot of times if someone were to say you're sarcastic, or one of the examples in the second agreement he pointed out, if someone says you're fat, it's not really so much toward you. It's something that they're feeling negative and bad about themselves. So they project what he calls their poison onto you. So if someone says you're sarcastic, I mean, they could mean it. Some people like sarcasm, right? Mm-hmm. And some people don't. So it also is like how you took it. Like, if sarcastic is not a good thing to you, then you'd be like, oh, well, that's not good. I don't want to be a sarcastic person. But in all reality, according to, you know, the second agreement, it really has nothing to do with you. It's what that person's trying to project on you. And he even said, even if they say you're wonderful, that doesn't really mean anything about you. You already know if you're wonderful or not. It's something in them. And I have to say, like, I feel like sometimes I will say to someone, even though they do look great, I try to make a point to say, you look great. But I'm saying it more so that I'm not saying I do this all the time, but I'm saying sometimes in my mind, I felt like we're at a special event. People really dressed up. I want to make sure that, you know, it's noticed. And so I say it almost so it's like, okay, well, oh, that was nice of Lynn to say I look great. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's more for me, like, not that they're even going to remember that I said they look great an hour later or 2 hours later. And that's deep thinking. Like, I was like, wow, when he pointed that part out about someone might even say you're wonderful, it's not necessarily about they think you're wonderful. Wonderful. It's something that they need to project out. And I was like, wow, this was like tons of weight lifted off my shoulders listening to this, to be told not to take anything personally, and to be told that, you know, like you said, we learn that the grass is called the grass. He said, like, we learn to take responsibility for everything, which goes back to the original conversation and what you pointed out. When this girl is not responding to me, I'm like, have been racking my brain. Did I do something to her? I mean, I did. Did I?
Yeah.
I never said anything about
it. I love.
Did I not respond to an email? What did I do?
Yes, you immediately took responsibility for that situation, whether or not it really belonged to you.
Yes. And I feel like I've done that my whole life.
Yeah.
Every time. And I even said to Kenny, my son, I said, every time there's ever been a thing where someone's mad at me or they didn't, you know, call me back. And especially nowadays, like I was in a meeting for like training for work one day. And it talked about like nowadays with technology, you know, if you send someone a text, they were asking what bothers you? Like what has technology caused like more stress or problems with you than good? And I said, and when I said this out loud, everyone in the class said, oh my God, I feel the exact same way. If I text someone and they don't text me back, like what?
Yeah.
Exactly. If they don't text me back.
Yes. If they don't text you back right away.
The hours. Yes. I feel like, what have I done wrong? They're mad at me. What did I do? I don't think maybe their phone died. Maybe they're at a wedding. Maybe they're I don't think those things. It's always me. What did I do wrong?
Exactly. And I think even I remember this, like when I told you to read the book, I think I told you this part of it because I still remember it so vividly 20 years later. And I need to remember, I need to apply it more. I remember it. I'm just not great at always applying it. But, and I remember reading this section and this is what, when a weight was lifted off me, because it said, everybody's starring in a movie of their own life.
Yes.
Everybody's the star of the movie of their own life. And in my movie, I've got lots of other characters. I've got walk-on people. I've got people with one line. They're still getting, you know, they're still SAG or, you know, but and you don't know, even if you think you know what role you have in somebody else's movie, you don't know.
Yes.
So like, I think, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I think I'm a co-star in your movie, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So when you don't treat me like I think I should be treated in your movie or in my movie, that's what makes us behave not like we want to or think the thoughts we don't want to think. But
right. Yes. And I think that's the example I gave you, and I have to start. And I said, I didn't even know this, but this was something that took like a lot of weight off me back in the day, was when I told you I used to get so, like when I was invited to a wedding, I was all like, oh my gosh, you know, what am I going to wear? I got to get my hair, my makeup done. What's everyone going to think of what I'm wearing? Yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden I realized one day, I'm like, wait a second, I'm not the star. I'm barely a B player in this thing. You know what I mean? If people are leaving the wedding and saying, did you see Lynn's dress? I mean, there's bigger problems for that poor wedding, you know? But I had, and that like in itself, maybe just think, listen, Lynn, you're not the star of everywhere you go and what you do. So I almost think it's better for me to almost assume like I am like literally like a B role in everyone's film. And it, therefore would take a lot of weight off me. Like I said, even in the week and a half since I've read this book or listened to it, I've already been like, you know what? I can't take that personally. And I have taken things personally since the time I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Because I remember getting into kindergarten. All my life, I'd say, you know what? I might have gotten 100 compliments in my life and I've gotten 10 insults. I remember the 10 insults and never remember the 100 compliments. Why did I take all that so personally? And I can still tell you about the most hurtful times when I was in 10th grade, what someone said to me, when I was in kindergarten, when someone said something to me. It's like, what? Why am I holding on to that? It wasn't about me. I don't even, you know, it was about their insecurities or what they were dealing with that day. They just chose to take their, you know, put their poison towards me. And here I am, a middle-aged woman. And now I'm figuring this out, which I'm happy because I'm happy to figure it out now than to never figure it out.
Exactly. I also, so when I pulled out my copy of The Four Agreements, I realized that I also own The Four Agreements companion book, which I did not. I don't think maybe I did finish it. And so I started looking through like the pages I've dog-eared and things I've underlined. And I especially liked this. Every human in your life projects a completely different image onto you, and none of those images are accurate. So,
oh wow,
I know. So my husband thinks I'm one thing, my children think I'm another, my coworkers think I'm one thing, my friends think they all think I'm something different, and yet none of those things really are who I am.
Oh, I remember, like, speaking of insults, I remember being in the working world and being on a work trip with someone, and I just have a feeling she, like, was trying
to
break me. And so she says, oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, wait, repeat. Start that over again. You broke up a little.
Okay. So I even remember being on a work trip as an adult, and I remember this, like, feeling like the woman I was traveling with just wanted to kind of say something mean to me. And in the middle of the night, and, you know, the middle of the evening and where we were out and everything, she's like, oh, you know what? I mean, people think you're standoffish. And I'm thinking, standoffish? That is one thing I've never been called. You know, I mean,
wow.
I'm usually almost too stand-in-ish. I mean, people are like, okay, Lynn, let's just, you know, stop. Like when I go to karaoke, they're like, let's put your hands together for Lynn again. Oh, what? Already I'm up? I mean, I was always like thinking I was trying to be in the thing. And I said, standoffish, who? And she gives me this name. She pulls out this name of this guy that I've maybe had contact with 4 or 5 times in my life, who I've always thought I had a nice conversation with them. But it was almost like she wanted to hurt me. You know what I mean? Like, I could feel it. And it was like, how does she have that perception of me? Or, I'm sorry, this person have this perception of me? And, like, no one's ever said that to me before. I never knew I was called standoffish. And it goes right with what you said. I mean, all these images that people have of you, you can line up 10 people and 10 people can have 10 different images. I can't take it personally, though, if it's good or bad, happy with myself.
Yeah, one of my favorite little sayings is what other people think of you is none of your business. And I love to just, like, remind myself of that whenever I fall into the trap of caring what other people are thinking about me.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
God, I love that. I need to get literally that on a t-shirt. What is it?
What other people think of you is none of your business.
I love that. Love it. But yeah, but this book has just lifted my, I mean, I literally feel lighter, and I'm not kidding when I tell you I've listened to the book. Every time I get, I just keep re-listening to it. First of all, because like you said, you read it 20 years ago, some things stay with you, some things, I really want this to be a way I am, like, thinking on a daily basis now. You know, I even am doing it with my family, and I think it's a perfect time in quarantine, because I don't know about you guys, but I can almost take everything personally right now with the people I'm living with.
Oh, easily.
You know what I mean? It's like
somebody sighs
multiplied.
And you're like, what did I do?
Yes. Yes. So I actually had a much better weekend because, like, I had, you know, put together this thing where, hey, everyone, I sent it out early in the day on Saturday. I said, everyone meet at 5:30 in the kitchen. We'll do, we'll have these snacks. We'll put together a puzzle, blah, blah, blah. At 5:30, no one came to the kitchen. No one said, are we doing this at 5:30? I didn't hear from anyone till after 6 p.m., even asking, are we doing this or should I go make other, go on, do something else? It was like, normally that would have been, like, really upsetting to me. Mm-hmm. But instead I sat there and I thought, you know what? I'm not taking this personally. This is a weird time. They're all obviously doing what they want to do and whatever makes them happy right now.
Exactly.
I'm not going to take it personally.
Yeah. And good for you. Because I think even a few days ago, you would have, and it would have ruined your evening.
Oh, I would have been super pissed. I would have been calling you. I would have been like, yep. Or I would have done, and I hate to say this, but maybe something even passive aggressive, like got all the snacks out, started eating myself and putting a puzzle together. So when they came down, they'd all be like, oh, wait, we're starting. But no, not the new and improved pandemic, Lynn. I'm the second agreement is really sticking with me, and it made me feel much better. And I sat there, you know what I did? I watched one of the shows that I was watching on Netflix. I watched an episode of that. Like, it's okay. Everyone can do what they want to do. I'm not taking this personally. I'm not responsible for this.
Yeah, I think this is a good time to really try to apply these things because it is such a weird time. Like,
yes.
And everybody's reacting to it differently. Like, my daughter called me for Mother's Day yesterday, and we were chatting, and she has good days and she has bad days. And she's very much a planning girl and a traveling girl and a go out and do stuff. And that's always been her whole life. So this is kind of a struggle for her. But she says, some days it's okay. Some days it's not. And she lives with her boyfriend. And I said, well, how's he doing? And she said, he's pretty good. He's just like, it is what it is. And to me, was so jealous. Like, oh, I would love to be able to live that way.
Yes.
But then I was also so grateful that she had somebody like that around her all the time, because you know, it's once you get, you know, a couple people who are taking everything personally. And I mean, you can take the pandemic personally. I'm sure. I know there are people who are like, I know if I were more on top of things, the world wouldn't be destructing. Like, believe me, I can take the destruction of the world and be responsible for it at any given
moment. Oh, like anyone who said, man, what I wouldn't do to have a month-long break to catch up on things in my house, you know, are now probably like, oh my gosh, this is my fault. I wished for this.
Yes. Yeah, and you can't.
Yeah. No.
Because again, don't take responsibility. Don't take anything personally.
Yes.
And I think it's a good time to remember these things too, because everybody is dealing with it differently. And your reaction is not going to be the same as my reaction, as the reaction of somebody else. And, you know, we've been talking about all this, you know, just like trying to be kinder to each other.
Yes.
And this is a way to do that without kicking yourself going, am I being kind enough? It's just, I'm not taking responsibility for everybody else.
Right.
But I also think
like, I hate to admit this, but I mean, you know, our podcast is called It's Not Just You for a reason. So I'm hoping I'm not the only girl out here doing this, but I probably have done things that, you know, were passive aggressive in the past because I was taking things personally and I wanted to, like, you know,
get your message across. Let them know.
Yes.
You wanted to let them know that you were hurt without coming out and saying, you hurt me.
Right. Because it always then seems to be a bunch of excuses of why, oh, this is why we, you know, did it. Or this is, well, I don't want to hear the excuses. I'm hurt. Just accept it. And, you know, and this is why I went ahead and put together the $1,000 or 1,000-piece puzzle by myself, even though I really didn't do that. But, you know, that's what I would have done. But now I'm just like, this is freeing. I literally was sitting there watching the show going, hey, this is free. I'm enjoying this. I'm not putting anything out there that's going to start an argument. If they choose to come down an hour later and say, what are we doing? I'll do it, which is exactly what happened. They came down. I didn't know. Are we doing this? I said, sure. If you guys are hungry, I'll put it out and we'll do this. And that happened. And I didn't cause any arguments. I literally, it's because I listened to this book. I mean, it was literally like, and I kept saying it over, and it's like a muscle that you have to work. You know what I mean? Like you said, you might not be able to use it every day in life. I'm going to try.
Yeah, I am too. Now that I've rediscovered it, like, I think I did have a period of time where I was like trying to work on it. And then, you know, life overwhelms and you think you're doing okay, or you start concentrating on something else, and you think, I got this. So you don't work as hard at something. And keeping these things, especially since our society is set up to, I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, with like the diet culture and all these things, our society is basically programming us to care about what other people think about
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
It really
100%.
Is.
100%.
So it's almost an act of defiance to to think this way and to work and be this way. And you really have to work at it almost every single day to not let those, because there's so many messages telling you you're not enough, or this is what people think about you, and you need to do this better, and you need to be that better. And you really don't.
Well, exactly. two quick things. One, when we first started talking about this, I said, I'd love to be the person who just doesn't care what other people think anymore. And we both said, well, wouldn't that be super freeing? So that's what I'm going to work on. And two, like you just said, I was talking to my son and telling him about this book. And he said, well, you know, being a major, having psychology as my major, they talk a lot about this. And on his own, he said, I try to do that, but it's really hard to do every day. And I said,
it is.
That's right. Like, and he's 21 and here we are. So I'm like, well, that's going to be my thing. I truly am working on this from now on.
Me too.
I know.
Let's discuss the rest of them next week. I think this was the big one for us, but I would love to discuss the rest of them. And I'm going to read more, and I'm going to read the companion book again as well. And if you've read the Four Agreements, or if you're just picking it up, we'd love to know what you think. We'd love to know what about it really resonated with you. You can find all our social media on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. That's Stacy with an E, and Lynn, L-Y-N-N, podcast.com. And we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Get on, let us know if you've read this, if you try to apply it every day, and what you think about it. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.